Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs! Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Sup, nerds? As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. Busy doing presidents of the HOA things is Brandon from the internet. He will not be joining us via blimp or via golf course or anything. I think it's a huge disappointment. I think we should have called Cage and asked her to join us instead. But I didn't think of that until just this very moment. He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He and I both held a 9-year-old alligator together.
That's right.
He's just a meat vessel for human gratification. We call his wiener a service animal. And he's not wearing anything under those sweatpants, except maybe a Spam Musubi. Shoutouts to Wajamaya. Oh boy, have I been going hard on the Spam Musubis. He's the Mandarin Floridian. Hello to Siege.
Niola Wansheng Howdy Chilama. Oh, Happy Chinese New Year.
Oh, but I don't know why that's
the year of the horse, so maybe.
Year of the Enum Claw. Siege, I have a beef with Apple.
Oh, nice.
I'm driving yesterday. I don't know why I needed to text you, but I needed to text you something. And so I was like, hey, phone. I said its name, which I won't say now. Message Siege. And of course, it can't figure out C-E-E-J is your name in my phone. So it looks for S-I-E-G-E. and I'm like, well, that's not it. And why don't you know this by now? I'm like literally already texting with you, but I switched to driving. And so I wanted to continue it or whatever. And it doesn't know. Do you know how the Apple products pronounce your name?
Because Siege. I don't. I just say it straight up, call me Siege. And they're like, okay, Siege.
It doesn't give me that. Do you know, I got to look up how to like.
See, what I do is I have my full name in there. Just the Christ.
Siege Tver.
Yeah, Siege Tver. Yeah. C-R-I-S-T for the Siege first name. Tank. You know my last name. The Great Lap Hambino. Yeah. Yeah, I just, and then I add, when I go to edit the contact, I'll add the field at the bottom of it, nickname, write in C-E-E-J, and there it is. It has me.
Ah, man, it's too dumb for me. I'm having a great hair day.
You are, man. You look so good.
Yeah, thank you. I'm feeling
good. You are a soap opera star. Not even a soap opera star. You're a telenovela star.
Bueno.
Buenos dias.
I want to take, tell me if you think this is wild or not, okay? I looked up singing lessons. I want to take singing lessons. I need to ear train. That's what, like, I can't sing to save my life, right? And, but like, my father was in the Notre Dame Glee Club. He was he was quite the singer.
Was he the kid in the wheelchair or the cheerleader?
I don't know what that means. He was a dude with a cigarette being a badass.
That's cool. How is he like the Fonz of the Glee Club?
I should see if I can find the picture. Smoking was so cool then. It was like, so like, what, you don't smoke? Loser.
We should bring it back.
I mean, we don't have to do anything. It's on its way back. Like, eat more meat, smoke more cigarettes, don't get vaccinated.
It's true.
No brown people. It's all coming back.
We're in the cycle. Browns, everything comes back around every like 40 or 50 years.
Yeah. It's like I read somewhere that it was an 80-year cycle, where like, or maybe it's a 40-year cycle
of racism.
Like, no, just like where like things are real good for 10 years, and then things are like, you know, 10 years of like decline, and then things are real bad for 10 years, and then 10 years of improvement, and it's like the moon getting full or whatever. Yeah, what was I saying though before that with my
that you're beautiful and that your father was in the Glee Club and you want to take singing lessons.
Oh, I want to take singing lessons. And so the way that we were talking about telenovelas, right? And I'm very my voice all comes from right behind like my palate. I'm all in my head. I am a mess, don't get me wrong. But I don't speak from down here. I have to force it or whatever. And I wish I did. I want to learn how to better
harvest. Even when you do that, you're still coming off the back of the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, and so it's I have to really like it's hard. But anyway, so I happen to live near Capitol Hill, Seattle, and there's a lot of voice coaches.
Nice.
Nearby to help people transitioning.
Whoa!
To develop a new voice.
So wait, which way do you go?
I think I don't know. I think I stay dude to dude. That's not how I wanted to say that, but I think that they understand how to teach somebody. Are you playing lightsabers there with your fingers? Or?
Okay, dude to dude.
And so. I got it, by the way, okay? Didn't need to be explained.
Since this is an audio format, you know, I want the audience to be right here when they see me playing lightsabers.
Look how red I am. Such a prude. It's so funny.
I love it.
Anyway, thank you. Yeah, so, like, I found, like, a place, and they're very clear that they'll do voice lessons for whomever, but then I thought about it, and I was like, am I taking away vital resources from people who could be using it, or am I helping a business that serves minorities, and then I could be, you know, helping prop up their business a little bit with my modest income?
I say B.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that, like, I think that, it's people who know how to like coach you into being able to use more of your voice or whatever. So yeah, the idea
if
being
they don't have the room, it's not like they're going to force somebody out to allow you in. So
yeah, I just would like to be more resonant as through my chest because I love
the
sound
of your chest.
Yeah, I love when people can reach back and down like that a little bit. That sounds, this is, all sounds very playing lightsabers to me, but okay.
I'm very much like this. We should talk like this more often.
I feel like we do.
I want to hear, I'm immediately picturing the difference in your karate yells.
Yeah, I can't even do it.
Like,
yeah, I mean, for sure. Because how do I do it now? I'm like, yeah! That's where and it's all like, it's very, it's all in my throat. Or like, yeah. I'm trying to think of it. I'm like, block strike. Hey! Yes. It comes from the chest.
Yo, that was impressive. Just seeing you just do that with your arms right there. Oh my goodness.
I have one. I have a favorite. I have a favorite karate sequence. It's Kenpo technically, but it's a. Push, block, strike, 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 and then there's like another, there's a finish to it. But like, if someone would ever attack me, I hope to God, I've been practicing it so much, I hope to God that I do this sequence because I really want this to all be been worth it.
Oh, I want to see this. I'm, you know what? Next time I'm there, I'm going to send somebody at you because okay. I want to see you kick their ass.
You're like Space Baby.
Yes. Get them.
It's interesting because he doesn't care about like really anything.
Anything, so, pretty much.
So I'll be talking to him about stuff that happens here, or whatever, and he's like, this does not matter to me. And then I'll be like, but hey, you remember Siege, right? And he goes, yeah, obviously. Like he doesn't care. But he remembers. And I'm like, hey, remember we put the Mentos in the thing? And he's like, yeah, and it didn't work. And I'm like, all right.
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks for reminding us that we failed at science, the thing that we do.
We tried it the right way. We put Mentos in Diet Coke and nothing happened. It's not our fault, you little turd. Yeah, why don't you complain about me not spending enough money on you with your non-understanding of money? Go play your simulator, you little prick. Anyway.
The one episode he goes back to listen to 40 years from now, and he's like,
love you,
what?
Siege is sending his boy up here to play simulator at my house, so that's good. So that'll be fun.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Hi.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Great. Did I say this part? We don't have gravy either. We're having technical problems. So he bought some new equipment, and then we didn't get it working. And yeah, well, you know, dumb. Anyway, none of us a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong, possibly what we get right. You can tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege at nerdtalkplus.com. I believe you said somebody said something sexy about me, sort of, if I remember correctly.
I think it was last week, but I don't even remember at this point.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I mean,
it was about someone wanted to come over and play NASCAR at my house.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Our good friend Sassy in the Discord, Brooke Arbeen, said that she wants to come over and ride your simulator. Wow, you're about as red as my sweater.
I'm about as red as a communist China.
Well, that's what the sweater is.
Okay, good, good, good.
I overdid it on Chinese New Year's today.
I'm sure they're so glad you celebrate.
They are. I'm celebrating online with them.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy. I just saw this in my.
Oh my goodness.
That's baby
oh my
me.
Goodness.
That's a baby Gerg right there.
Wow, man, you look good. What happened?
You just said I look good today. How
you
dare
do
you?
Look good. You grew up. That's what happened.
I got fatter.
Shut up.
Yeah. What's going on in your world? Anything, any nerd talk relevant things happening, Siege?
I mean, other than the fact that it's the year of the horse and I've eaten 3,000-year-old eggs in celebration of Chinese New Year.
Century eggs? Is that what they're called?
I think, well, they have many different names, but 1,000-year-old egg is the term that was given to me by this. And, oh, and I'd like to thank Mrs. Shen for allowing me to bury my face in her buns. I've eaten so many buns today.
Also, let's hear it for bidets.
For bidets. Ah, yes. Shout out bidets.
Somebody messed up on me. somebody got on me for saying that bidets are unhygienic, and I was like, smearing poop around in your butt crack and your butt hair is the non-hygienic thing, dog.
Yeah.
Wash your butt. Like, what are you doing? Are showers non-hygienic too? Like, you weirdo?
It's true. Gotta go outside and just sweat it out like a Neanderthal.
Yeah. Or just be like my dog and rub your ass on the carpet.
Just drag it on the carpet. Oh, I'm gonna do that next time I see Ladybug. We're gonna have a little ass rubbing contest.
Well, she's quite good at it, and I feel like you're not as mobile as you used to be, Siege.
True. Very true. I'm going to lose to a dog.
So, yeah, if you can hop online to nerdtalkplus.com, you'll find our Discord on there. I almost shared something on the Discord. Now I can't remember what it was, and I was surely going to remember because we were about to talk about it.
Of course.
Famous last words. I should open up my... I had many things in the one notes file that I have on my phone for Nerd Talk Plus. I had like a lot of things. Oh boy, there's a story we got to talk about. It's siege worthy here.
I think you
probably sent it to me, but it's yeah. Do we do the two buttholes, one mouth, two
yes.
buttholes?
Yeah, yes. Yes. Yeah, okay. That was our question of the week that we never got around to on the other one. Come on, where's the button?
Question.
I can't find the button. There it is. Which would you rather have, two mouths or two buttholes?
Yeah, and one of the opposite, yeah.
Then my follow-up question.
Yeah.
How do you arrange them? On top of each other or next to each other?
Yeah. I think Brandon, the more I've thought about this, I think Brandon is totally right that you can mix things that aren't supposed to be mixed when you have two mouths. Mm-hmm. Unless you want the mullet of sexual fetishes where you get two parties in the back, then like, which, hey, right on. If that's what you're into, that's awesome. But
we don't kink shame here. Yeah. What else did we do?
No, we do, but I don't think we do.
No.
Yeah, I just get embarrassed.
Yeah, you get embarrassed, and then you give me a little bit of side eye, like, "Hey, do you really do that?"
Okay, so I've got some stories today that we can actually talk about.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we can do some proper... You hear that, Dave? We're doing some proper nerd talk today.
Yeah, he doesn't listen.
First of all, thank you to everybody who has sent this to me. And also, okay, we get it. We talked about it last week, maybe. I can't remember. But the Polish kid who set the new Guinness World Record, he's 9 or 10 years old, and he solved the 3x3 Rubik's Cube in 2.76 seconds or something like that. Listen, it makes me so happy that years after I've posted my last Rubik's Cube content, that you're still sending me this stuff, because it is amazing. And I started thinking about, like, you know, I said this last week too, I think, but I still am thinking about this. Aside from... you know, my ex making sex jokes about me. Like, it's hard to think of anything that only lasts for 2.76 seconds from start to completion.
It's true.
It's like some plays in the NFL, maybe.
That's probably about it.
Yeah, and then like you can probably think of a lot of things, but like to do most things, like even pose the question takes longer than it does than the actual amount of time that you're given.
Brandon couldn't even get off the joke sex in the time of in under 2.67 seconds.
Yeah, and just like as a cuber, as a Rubik's cubist myself, the first step that you do to solve for most people, like there's all these peel different methods stickers. For solving is, I thought about that and I gave you a little bit of a hard time last time. There aren't stickers anymore, dog. People
really?
People don't use stickers anymore. It's like, I can show you on a non-sanctioned cube, but like, see how there's like,
it's that's all plastic the one pieces. You sent me.
Colored plastic. And it's like, so like you don't.
Oh man, you just have to eat the cube.
Well, the alternately, yes. But alternately, you could pop the cube apart and put it back together.
Oh, that doesn't sound like fun.
The first step, like there's all these different methods for solving the cube. And I do one that's called CFOP, C-F-O-P. It sounds like some sort of like...
I was going to say, it sounds like you're a Republican. You breathe like, while you sleep at night.
Oh, yeah, that's my CPAP, yeah. To me, CFOP sounds like the Republicans are getting together to pretend like they're not doing fascism. You know, they're like, come to our convention of True. Definitely not fascism, even though it's called the Convention of Fascist Oppressive Personalities or something like that.
I like it. They should start that.
It's, what is it? It's cross F2L... last layer orient, last layer permutation. That's what it is. CFOP. C-F-O-P. Yeah, okay. Anyway, my point is that the first step is to do cross. And for me, to do cross takes me about 4 to 8 seconds. And so the kid can do the whole cube faster than I can do step one of six or whatever. And it's like, that's horrifying. And like, I'm for the world, I'm real good at it.
That's insane to think about. Because just having you put it that way, that he does the whole thing before you do one step.
Yeah.
Is that just, I don't know. Like, is that just like older fingers and just like the spry youth springy tendons? I don't even know how to like compute that.
Yeah. Part of it is not having to pay rent. You know, like that's part of it is like not knowing what responsibility is. You just have to like, that's your only thing that you do. Another part of it is definitely like, I won't say neurodivergence, but like specialty brain. Like you like
that's Yeah, the you're thing able that, to focus on that stuff.
And like you could see 11 steps ahead and those things. I can't do any I'm not visual. I can't do any of that. So I'm reacting the whole time, so I would just never be fast. But also as cubing has developed, people have gotten better at it and they've figured out how to almost like what the methodology has gotten better. The training for it's gotten better. There's more resources. Like when I learned to do it, there was like one guy on YouTube who taught it. His name was Pogo Bat. And I learned it in steps from him.
So really that's how you learned how to do it was on YouTube?
Yeah, it was, I was in the Middle East, Indiana.
Oh.
And
I was like, wait a second. I've never heard this story.
I was visiting my family in the Middle East of America. And they all went to go do something. And I was just hanging out. And there was a Rubik's Cube there. And I was like, well, I'm going to figure this sucker out with YouTube. And so I looked it up. Certainly everything's on YouTube. That was back in that era. Everything. Did you know everything's on YouTube? Okay. So I looked it up and there's this guy and he broke it down into several videos. And then I took a bunch of notes and stuff. And I like within an hour, I had solved a Rubik's Cube and I was like, okay. And then I left the Middle East to go to Chicago for Lollapalooza. And every single picture of me at Lollapalooza, there's like Green Day playing in the background. And there's me like twisting a cube, me like drunk on a L train trying to solve the Rubik's Cube. And like by the time I got back, I like could do it in about a minute and a half or so. Damn. And then I went to take this gal out on a date and I showed up to her house to pick her up. And shout outs to Maggie Baxter. She's the best.
Sup, dummy.
And her roommate was just there doing the Rubik's Cube. And I was like, whoa, you're good at that. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, I can do that. And he was like, that's odd. That's like not something that anyone ever says back to me. And I was like, yeah, I can do the Rubik's Cube, but I can't do it as fast as you. And then we got to talking, and then she was like, are we leaving? And I was like, yeah. Hold on, date. I got to talk to Nick Vu, who I'm still friends with. I got to see if we're going to go to dinner on Wednesday. Anyway, so then he lived real close to me, and he moved real close to me, and he was like, hey, let's be friends, and I'll teach you how to do the Rubik's Cube. And I was like, okay. And then he taught me, and then he made me go with him to a competition, and then I did mushrooms in Canada with it. Not with him, but like we went and I took mushrooms at a Rubik's Cube competition, and it was awesome. Yeah. And then I got to the point where like I went to the World Championships, and I finished in the bottom 25%. That's okay. I got yelled at while I was there too. That was fun.
Really?
Yeah, I was wearing it. You're not allowed to wear headphones.
Why? So people can't tell you which way to turn it?
Yeah, I guess that's the thing.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
And people are solving these things in under 30 seconds. You really give them directions?
Yeah, I was like, I'm not the problem, guys. Like, me getting a 48-second solve is not going to shatter. They're like, oh, you could still be getting an advantage. And I was like, okay.
Sure.
I wasn't listening to anything. I just put the headphones on because it helped me focus. And they're like, you can buy like shooting headphones for that or whatever, or put in earplugs and do that. And I was like, yeah, but I don't have those, and the competition is right now. They're like, too bad. Okay. Some like really aggressive rule following kid was like very upset with me. It was awesome. And then like the judges came over. They were like, it's fine. Just like, could you just take them off, please? And I was like, yeah, of course.
Please tell me he was like 8 and like full on throwing a tantrum.
He was like, 17 and like,
one of those.
Yeah. I felt, cause it's me. I was like, all right, dude, like shut up. And, whatever.
I'd have punched him in the dick.
I mean, I tried, but he was surprisingly swift. That's why I started karate, Siege.
Another story I haven't learned.
Yeah. So, I became a notorious dick puncher. It was awesome.
All goes back to Irandiana.
Irandiana, home of the Scrambler.
The Scrambler.
The Scrambler.
Alabama.
What the fuck is this?
It's a Scrambler.
The Scrambler.
Alabama.
It has all the things from last week's episode.
It does.
Oh, I gotta remember.
See, that's how my autism manifests itself. We say a whole bunch of dumb stuff, and I'm like, ooh, let's put them all together in one button.
The Scrambler.
Alabama.
We definitely can't use that because of the Freebird. We have to like edit that out. But
it's under 30 seconds.
That's not a thing. I just took a training on it. They're like, definitely like, no, you can't even use 1 second.
Damn.
So it's all right. Don't worry about it. That's funny, dude. That's great. I'm glad that I picked up on that because that's very, there's this drop that we had at the radio station back in the day, 20 years ago or whatever. And the morning show played it all the time. And it was the band Alabama. And they're all together, and they're just doing a radio ID in there. So they're like, "Hi, we're Alabama." So like, just they would just play that all the time for no reason, and like me, like, "Yay!"
I might have that in here somewhere too.
I've looked for it for so long. I like the deadbeat producer. I like hit him up like years after to be like, "Do you still have that Alabama drop so I could hear it?" He was like, "No, leave me alone." I was like, "Okay." Actually, I think he probably said, yeah, bro, I'll send it to you. And then just did not do that because.
Sure, yeah. Bud.
Hi, we're Alabama.
Hi, we're Alabama.
That's so good, dude. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. Well, the new Rubik's Cube World Record. That's fun. I don't know if it'll ever get beaten again. I'm sure it will. But
it's like at some point, there's no room left. Like, how do you even twist it even faster?
Yeah, well, you know, like, you see the robots solve it, and they do it in, like, a, 1.3 seconds or something like that.
Alabama!
Sorry, Hanks, that's not the one.
It's the one I got.
That's good. Well, hold on, let me just do one quick Google. Not Linkin Park Red Carpet Review.
What?
I don't know, it's just, like, it was, like, in my history, and so when I... Oh, please be this. Oh, please be this. Oh, no. Okay, sorry. That's just a thing that's like from the city of Alabama.
Oh, the city of Alabama.
No, excuse me, the state of Alabama. It's just like, oh, man. Alabama Public Radio. Alabama band. Nope, that's not how you spell band. All right. Well, I really wanted that to happen. I should just hit up this radio station and be like, can you please look and see if you still have this?
Oh, yeah. We play it every morning.
Oh, I guess I can hit up. Oh, man.
That's the contest sounder.
Okay. I've got to stop doing this because this is so distracting, but I'm like really into, hi, we're Alabama. Anyway,
Alabama. Okay.
So, Siege, do you ever say go in public? Let's say you're at a circus performance in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
And you run into your friend's friend, and you have no idea what their name is. Like, not even. There's no chance.
100%.
And then, like, your friend who you're with that knows them is not introducing them to you.
Oh, I hate that.
So I'm a chronic over-introducer because...
Thank God.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'll always be the butt of the joke to make sure everyone knows. They're like, yeah, we've met 10 times, jerk. And I'm like, oh, my bad. But, like, go ahead and make fun of me, too, if I do that to you. If I'm like, oh, see, you remember... Gravy. Yeah. Like, yeah, we're literally on a podcast together. Like, all right, just making sure. Because when you run into someone and you don't know their name, it's like it can be so awkward, especially if I'm in a public space a little bit, like I'm a public figure, a limited public figure. And so sometimes people connect with me and it means more to them than it does to me, which is not nice to say, but it's like.
No, it's true.
It really is. And it's like, I just try to be nice to everyone because I'm so grateful to get to do this and stuff. But like.
I get it too. I recognize faces I've seen in the audience when I'm doing comedy and stuff like that. And I'll see them like at a different show and they'll be like, hey, how's it going? You remember when this, I don't even remember what I said on stage.
I'm like, oh really? What did I say? And then they say it and you're like, oh, that's funny.
Oh, that is good. I'm glad I said that. I should write that down.
Like, it was on your podcast. You said the brown people. I'm like, oh, God damn it. That was in jest. I'm pro brown person. Anyway, luckily, we've spent the last couple decades, or decade at least, just putting tags on everything and videoing everything and using filters to create stupid things or whatever, because Meta now has collected enough data on all of us that they are ready to roll out something called NameTag.
Oh, no.
It's facial recognition software built into your Ray-Ban Meta glasses.
What? So,
when you walk up to somebody and the camera points at the person, it can be like, Ted. You're like, oh, that's right, Ted.
It'll put the information like right in the lens for you to read?
Yeah, it can do. That's the goal. We'll see if it actually happens or not, or if it just auto tags them and you have to open Facebook to see what it is that they, you know.
Oh, great. Yeah, whatever. That's the last thing I want to do is open Facebook for anything.
The goal here is to be able to, in real time, tell you for them to tag who these people are, so that way they can, you know, sell the information to the government, so the government can make sure that we cooperate and do all the things that they tell us to do or whatever.
Yeah, so they know where they are exactly at every moment in time.
Really, the goal is to be able to charge advertisers for the data on where we go and who we're. But those advertisers can easily be the federal government if they're willing to write a check to get rid of a law that gets in the way of privacy or that supports privacy or whatever. So I don't know how I feel about it though, because like it'll be helpful.
I don't like it. I'd rather just be embarrassed. Call somebody bro, man, fam. Yeah. What's up, dog?
Yeah, what up, dog? Yeah.
I mean, who the hell do I call anything but that? I didn't even know Gravy's name was Sean for like God knows how long.
It's not.
It's not.
No, it is. S-H-A-U-N, Sean.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
He just quit the podcast for sure. Just kidding, Gravy, of course. I like these things, it's tough because the other one that I am curious about is the real-time translation. Because being able to go to the planet of the Klingons and see them and have it like real-time translate for you would be pretty neat, I guess. But there's something to be said about talking smack about somebody in a different language.
Yeah.
And then specifically about someone else understanding that language and then responding in it. And then like the horrific shame that comes along with that. I think there's something very human about bumbling into something.
Yeah. I quite enjoy screwing up situations, being embarrassed.
Causing embarrassment.
Yeah. I mean, look, you got to remember, like, where I'm from, it is, there's 90% of people
speak. Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama. 90% of people speak Spanish. And if I didn't know any Spanish, it's just, it's insane the amount of Spanish that I know. See, there's a lot of people like me and that are able to understand a language, but then trying to reverse engineer it from your head out of your mouth to like speak it is terrible. I can't do that.
No.
Like I feel like I'm taking like 10 minutes to say 5 words. So I just don't bother speaking. But I'll listen to people and I'll understand. And people are like, "Oh, you understood that?" when I'm laughing at a joke or whatever, or "Oh my God, he understood us."
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm gringo as all get out. So people are speaking Spanish around me all the time and I understand it, but because I can't speak it back, it's just like that situation of what you're saying.
Well, yeah, and it's like if you put me into a situation where somebody speaks Spanish but they're in America, they know the English the same way I know that I can understand Spanish. And so like if we can find 11 vocab words between us that we each know, we're getting this done.
Okay? Absolutely.
Like it's going to happen.
Like every time we go get a pedicure. Except for when we were in Spokane.
Where it's all cracky white ladies.
That was the whitest pedicure I've ever had in my life.
I could not believe that. That was something else. Go back to the sleepover episode 420-ish.
Yeah.
It's like 417 through 20 to explain that one. God, that was a good time.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Anyway, I there's something to be said about being embarrassed about having an extra tool to be able to use that and then getting caught being naughty. That's like all part of the human experience that I think is fun. The part where I dwell on it for decades afterwards is not great.
Yes.
That's okay. That's on me. How do we learn to let things go? That's the next on an all new nerd talk.
I was going to say all new nerd talk, all new therapy talk.
Well, basically the same thing.
Can we do that one time? Just get a therapist on and just hash it out, the three of us.
Sure. There's 4 of us, I'll remind you, but okay.
Oh, well, you know, nobody talks to that other one.
He dropped off like 20 minutes ago. We didn't say anything.
Just out of nowhere. He didn't even say anything in the iMessage.
I'll tell you what, Siege. We'll come right back and we'll do this week in dreams, and then we'll spend some time thinking about how we could possibly do a therapy episode next on Nerd Talk Plus. Do you remember Twitter?
Oh, yes. The glory days of Twitter, I remember.
Before it got purchased by Elon. It was like this week in Bad Guys and Billionaires.
Before it got X'd.
There was a time where there was that election that happened in 2016.
Oh, yes.
And Twitter was like taken over by Russian bots, right? There was it didn't really affect me very much because I wasn't there for commentary. I was there to like
porn,
make jokes about the Sounders or whatever, you know, like it was.
Yes.
God, that was in the heyday of that podcast, wasn't it? That's crazy. Anyway, it was like Twitter was like a different thing where there was community and it was cool or whatever. And then like suddenly people figured out how to use it for informational war, right?
They started Facebooking it.
What do you mean?
Like, you know how Facebook is. It's, you know, just your grandparents throwing up misinformation.
Oh, and just like
racist diatribes. Yeah.
Outrage about. Yeah. Okay. I got you. So like those, but it was like the Russians like figured it out. They were like, we're not going to beat you on the ground with the military. We're going to make you eat yourself by poisoning you. Brilliant. I mean, it worked brilliantly. And like at the time when it was happening, everyone was like, this is bad. And everyone was like, nah, it's fine. Probably it's just Twitter. Right. And like,
yeah,
here we are. We all hate each other.
A couple people get their information from Twitter.
And so that's like scary stuff. Okay.
Now, well, if you had seen the new Superman, there's actually a, that's actually, yeah, I know. Hold on.
Oh, great.
There you go. Hold up. There we go.
Has Kirk seen a film? No.
In the new Superman, Lex Luthor of Luthor Corp, or Lex Corp, I don't know.
Lex Luthor.
Yes. Both evil. Both bald. Has an entire team of trained chimpanzees entering in terrible things on computers.
Literal chimpanzees?
Yes. It's how amazing.
Stupid. You guys told me I would like that movie. That's
it's great. It's my favorite thing about it, is the animals.
Okay. Well, it sounds like we're all about to start falling for the tricks of the Russians, though. It's not just for the old people anymore, see? Just not just Facebook tactics. They'll just get scammed at a higher rate, I think. Let's see, where was I? Thanks to the decade of scanning our faces for Instagram filters and fun on Snapchat, plus the insane investment in all this AI, making deep fakes of anyone is getting closer to undetectable. I don't know if you've how often you've fallen for a ridiculous thing that is like, oh, wait, this is AI. It's now so hard to tell the difference between it that like simply getting the frame rate wrong on your SLR camera or whatever when you're making a video now gives it the quality of AI because AI doesn't work in the natural frame rate or whatever. So if you just get that setting wrong, I'm like, I don't know if this is real. I don't know if I believe it anymore. I can't remember which organization it was that's like, the detectability now of the AI is right within, like right on the cusp of not anyone not being able to tell if it's real or fake, critical thinking or not, that it's just like you can start having takes and making it however you can dress it up however you need to make it more convincing by using AI. Ooh. And that now that the Russians or Lex Luthor and the chimpanzees, Lex Lugano have set up the systems in place for all of it. Now you can make it like 1,000 times more convincing than ever before. I think we're totally boned, dude.
Oh, absolutely. I've seen like some of these things that I've seen that are even some of the, what would be completely outlandish things. I have to look twice, 3 times before I even figure it out. There was something about like there was something I saw just the other day. Somebody sent it to me. It was like about Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, but Kanye West was like breaking into like an ancient temple and Kim Kardashian was like a queen of some sort. And I'm like, this does not seem plausible at all. But at the same time, could it be because they're both a little slightly insane?
Lewis Hamilton, who is now dating Kim Kardashian in the background. That's
yeah, so right. You know what? I think he was there. I didn't even realize that. That explains a lot.
Typical Siege. Didn't see the person of color in the background. Great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From the BBC.
Speaking of people of color.
There's TikTok, of all places, the owner of that, the ByteDance, has launched a new AI video tool. This is kind of where I'm going with all of it, where they've made Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise fight each other.
Oh, no.
Using trained on copyrighted material. And Hollywood is very outraged by this.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're demanding that this be, you know, taken down or whatever. In a single day, the Chinese AI service Seedance 2.0 has engaged in unauthorized use of U.S. copyrighted works on a massive scale. But the important part, yeah, take it down or whatever, that's fine. But the real problem here is that it's so convincing that Hollywood is like, we're done. This is, it's over. Like, there's no need for us anymore now that someone that can write a good story can just type it into TikTok and you can have a movie made from it.
Yeah, but they can't perform it. I mean, maybe they can do, like, fight moves or something like that, but where's the emotion? I mean, where's Tom Cruise going to be like, you complete me?
No, but see, people are stupid. That's the thing.
Well, that's very true.
If you can just make it convincing enough to keep people, like, and by that I mean cleavage, like, you can get mm-hmm. people to stick around. If you, like, see the, you know, sick abs of Brad Pitt, probably from Fight Club. I haven't seen that film, so I don't. Sure. But if you can just, if you could just get those things, like, the majority of people after a couple beers don't care about.
See, that's the thing, is like, it's not whether people believe it or not for movies and film and stuff like that, for entertainment. Yeah. People are just entertained. People just watch whatever. I mean, think about it. Think about how much time we waste scrolling on TikTok or Instagram or whatever.
Yeah, like 9 hours a day.
Basically, it's my job.
I mean, straight up, it's like, it's not, I need to have better, you know, safety rails against it or whatever. But, like, basically me just scouring the internet for.
See, there's things where it could be dangerous, where it will, like, with collecting the faces and everything. Like, I was freaked out before when going into my photo gallery in my iPhone and all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, these are all this person.
Yeah,
and I was like, how do you even know that that's that person? Was it tagged in like one thing or something? It's pulling all these photos I didn't even know they were in.
Or if it's on someone else's iPhone and it collects that data and they don't have the safety set up on it. I'm just assuming, like, if you agreed to the accept all.
Yeah, right.
You know, when you're like, I'm not reading 71
terms and conditions,
pages.
What do you mean?
Yeah, Apple's updated their thing. I'm not reading this, obviously, sure. And then they're like, your butthole will now be available data on. Okay, well, I didn't read that.
And that is how I open my phone.
The eye of Sauron. I forgot to make it brown. Yeah. Brown.
The eye of Sal Brown.
Brawn. Eye of Sal Brown. That's the name of the episode.
I think we found the episode name.
Sal Brown. Okay. Okay, good. Thanks.
No problem. Anytime. And then what's worse is you get that and the XAI, the one from Elon Musk and Grok or whatever. You see that one? Are you still laughing at that? You're still laughing at my butthole?
Just the idea that, like, that's what the hobbits are running towards. Man, take the ring.
A flaming brown eye in the sky.
You know where you can put that ring?
Inside the other ring.
Anyway. Is that lava? Nope.
Nope. Uh-oh. I mean, it feels like it.
Ooh, that's okay, anyway.
Ate a lot of Indian food last night.
Well, yeah, what were you saying?
Something about facial recognition. Oh, yeah, XAI, the stuff that's on formerly known as Twitter, Grok or whatever. You see all the people just going, hey, put that person in underwear. Take that person's clothes off.
Yeah.
And it's damn realistic looking stuff.
Yeah. I think that what's cool about this is that it's going to force us
to wear cooler underwear.
To, like, yeah, to have sweeter butts.
We're going to have to watermark our stomachs.
Give me some sweet watermark tattoos. couple things. One, Kanye wore those. He wore the facial thing so you couldn't take pictures of him. And when you took a picture, it would just reflect back or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think that was way ahead of his time or whatever. Obviously, he's been not great, but the listeners of Nerd Talk are going to, in the future, make a makeup that is like keeps the facial recognition from being able to work.
There's like a reflective pigment in our foundation.
Or, hear me out, you know how it discriminates against the people of color.
Like, oh, everybody just walk around in blackface.
Suddenly blackface is having a resurgence. And maybe people will be okay with it. I'm not saying they should. I'm just saying maybe.
And suddenly, .. blackface. Alternate title.
So yeah, no, we're not writing that down. That's for sure. I think the cool thing about it, though, is that when everything is ruined, so I like. Listen, I feel this makes me sound like such a cuck, but like after the last couple of years of not engaging with television, broadcast television, I know what the radio is like. You know, we run commercials and all that stuff, but mm-hmm. like I have not been subjected to. OTA, over-the-air television. I haven't been consuming sports, and when I do, I buy like the streaming service. And like this, we were laughing about this the other day during the Daytona 500.
Yeah,
I don't really watch sports where there's commercials interruptions.
Truth.
Like there's like it's a very American thing to do, but like the sports I watch are like super niche until recently. Formula One, that's broadcast without commercial interruption.
Yeah.
I like MotoGP without commercial interruption. Sumo without commercial interruption.
Yeah, it's totally an American thing to put the commercials like in the middle. You watch soccer anywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
The match goes to halftime. That 15 minutes is spent with people at the desk talking heads, interviewing yeah. and like talking about the match, going over other matches. And then what do they do at the end of that? They go back to the second half. Here they cram in at least 5 minutes of commercials. Yeah. Talking heads go, oh, well, they suck and these guys are good. Oh, back to more commercials. And
the other weird thing is like half. It's the, you know, the Bubble Butt halftime show brought to you yeah. by Bubble Butt. You know, yeah. it's like there's like the last or the. What is it? The last lap, the white flag brought to you by
and yeah, whoever exactly. on by NASCAR. Capital One.
Yeah, yeah. It's yeah. just like the guy's gotta like the other guy's like, you know, Harvick's busy being like excited about it. He's like, hold on, I gotta say the plug.
Yeah, and,
like,
exactly, right?
And I don't fault the sponsors of that because that's what we do here or whatever, but every single thing is slapped with a advertisement.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And so like I didn't realize that I thought commercials were just kind of over. I just was like, oh, you just pay for a thing now and then you get the same four commercials forever.
You would think that, but I mean, think about how Major League Soccer up until this season had decided to go about things. First they get an exclusive on Apple TV and then you have to buy a package on Apple TV in addition to subscribing to Apple TV. And then in that paid package, they have commercials and everything is sponsored. Goals are sponsored.
Yeah.
You know, it's the halftime show is sponsored. There's commercials on a paid thing. You're paying. It was, if you didn't subscribe to Apple TV, you were paying $99 a year to watch MLS. Like, come on. And then they're cramming in commercials on top of that.
And hey, listen, I get it. The sports I like, okay, so let's recap a couple of the sports that I mentioned. Formula One, the cars are covered in ads. The yeah. backgrounds are covered in ads. Qatar
NASCAR,
Airways.
Same. The uniform, yeah. same.
And so, like, there are ads. It's not like the things I like are, like, revolutionary. It's just that they just don't go to commercial for the sake of somebody else making money on you consuming a product.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And Sumo is the best out of all of it because like that is not a money making affair for the,
oh yeah,
for the athletes or for the, for the Sumo Association or anything. What they do is I'll give you an example. Paul McCartney, 15 years ago, was releasing a new album, and so they decided to buy. He's big in Japan, and so they decided to buy Sumo sponsorships. And before each, what's that?
He's tiny here. He's a little guy.
just a little guy.
Just a wee guy.
Just climbing up my little ladder to the top of my 4-1-0. Anyway. I wish I could do that in a Liverpool accent. But anyway. I heard somebody do a Trump accent in German. Like as
oh man,
it's the best. It's man. Just the best. Anyway, but in Sumo, like before each bout, there you can sponsor the upcoming bout, and you have to buy like a certain amount in order to do it, and it's like $700 per bout, and you have to buy 10 of them or something like that. I don't know what the actual numbers are. This, someone could Google it. But then a guy gets up, and it's like a ring girl with the like the ring card that says what round it is or whatever. He gets up with like a flag in his hand, and it says the sponsor on it.
Miller Genuine Draft.
And he walks around the arena, not the arena, but it's called the dojo, is where they do combat. It's like a square in the middle of the arena. And they walk around it twice, and then they walk off. And then, like, for whoever wins that bout, they get a cut of that money.
Whoa.
In person.
That's like awesome.
There's, like, an envelope with, like, $100 in it. And so
it's like basically betting on the dude.
And so as a sponsor, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, for me, that's the best type of advertisement.
That's awesome. I was going to say, like, I know how it is. Like, you got to try and find money wherever you can in some of these sports that don't pay. Like, my friends and I, one of my friends used to wire in like illegal kickboxing from Thailand. And these dudes, because they're wearing basically nothing but like the tiniest little soccer shorts, but then they've got like stuff written on their back in like permanent marker and stuff like that. So people go to these things, go to their sponsors.
I saw a guy today I just got served to me on my feed, where the dude on his back had basically a temporary tattoo, full color, like the size of like, you know, his whole back, a big circle. Like it was like a stamp on him that said something that I couldn't read or whatever. But yeah, just like, that's an awesome idea. Just do a transfer tattoo on the guy. In a week, it's gone off of him. He gets paid a little bit. It's like the Alex Honnold guy that climbed the Taipei 101 or whatever.
That's right.
He made $500,000 to climb that, allegedly, is what I last read. And he was like, that whichever Paul brother that fought the guy that got his jaw broken made like $900 million or
Logan.
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know. They're both trash. But the idea that like a guy who like had terms on how badly he could potentially get beaten written into the contract made, you know, a thousand times more money doing that than this guy who actually did something cool.
And I'm trying to look it up. Wasn't there a casino or something like that who used to sponsor people to go streaking? Like they would put like when you were saying that giant temporary tattoo, <That's hilarious. laughs> there'd be people who, I'm trying to look it up. I can't find it.
There was a drummer in a band that we used to play. He had a tattoo on his chest. Oh, what was he called? I wish I could remember what the band was called. He had a tattoo on his chest that said, it was a big square, like a sign on the front of a shop or whatever, and it said for rent.
Whoa.
And so and he would drum shirts off. It was a two-piece band, and the guy played like
I want that too.
Oh, dude, what was that? That was so cool. If anyone can remember, please let me know, because it was like 15 years ago. The dude, they were like not a big band, but it was really, that was really, I thought that was innovative at the time.
Speaking of not seeing commercials, there's commercials that I see all the time because I really only watch a couple of things. Most of them are sports. So I see the same ones over and over again. And one that I see is like, it's making a joke about like how to make extra money to pay for college, and they've got parents are selling their children's naming rights, so they're saying like, you know, so and so tanning salon when they graduate at high school, and then the guy stands up, he's like, if you need a tan, come see me. And so like I just keep thinking about that, but I can't find it. But I swear there was like this thing where I don't know if it was called like Golden Casino or something, but they would pay people to put a giant full back temporary tattoo of their website to like do betting when betting was first kind of coming into legality here in the US. And then people would just like go streaking at games. They'd like be running onto like, say, Fenway Park at a Red Sox game. It didn't have to be some huge game, but they would just be running out there with this giant tattoo on their back. So every picture that's getting them hauled off has that tattooed casino all over their back.
That's awesome. I'm sure. I bet you they would get in trouble in some capacity for that. I can only imagine.
Oh, I'm sure. Can you imagine doing that at, say, like the Super Bowl or the World Cup or something, and then FIFA or NFL comes after you for like licensing infringement?
Violating their advertising. Yeah.
That's not an officially licensed partner of FIFA.
I can't imagine that, honestly.
That's I know, right? That's probably the most realistic thing to actually be said on this show.
Okay, let's do one more dystopian thing to wrap this up, okay? There's like, I feel like it falls in line with all these things.
Perfect.
Amazon, what was it? Like probably pre-pandemic, maybe just post-pandemic, maybe just at the beginning of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Remember when they started scanning your, handprints to be able to pay for stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What do they call that? Biometrics?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy that someone would
do
that.
When they were doing that at the stores?
Yeah, like you can at the Whole Foods that I go to, like you can still pay with your palm.
That's
like
they literally started doing that at the Whole Foods right after the pandemic started here, or at least the one by me anyway.
It did never happen in Florida, if I remember correctly.
No, there was no pandemic here. It was just on TV.
That's like the moon landing. It was just made in a studio.
It's true.
That's funny because all the rockets take off from Florida or whatever. Also, I fully believe that the moon landings happened, just so no one gets upset. Well, Amazon has announced they're going to stop that program.
Really?
Yeah. The downside is that they're demanding that you, if you didn't read the fine print, they're going to cut off
your
hands.
Use your eye now.
They're going to cut off your hand and insist that you return it to them.
Boo.
Okay, that's just my dumb joke.
I like it. I like your joke. Boo Amazon.
No, obviously. Yeah.
Whatever happened to their retail places that you could just kind of walk in, grab stuff, and then leave?
They just closed them all like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, there was one across the street from the radio station.
Oh,
forever.
Man, I'd have robbed that thing every day.
It was so awesome. Not the robbing part, but the being able to go in and just like get some snacks, dude. And then like they had other stuff. It was like, it was just so easy. And you walk in and you do the thing or whatever. It was cool. But then because everyone hates Amazon in Seattle, not everyone, but like because everyone hates Amazon in Seattle, every time there was any kind of like, what do you call it? Like social.
Yeah. I gotcha.
And not a riot, not a parade. What do you
unrest.
Call it? Like a march. Unrest.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for. Someone would inevitably pick up a brick and throw it through the window of the Amazon Go downtown.
Not
and
it. So, yeah. Wasn't me.
Nope. And so, they eventually were like, all right, well, this is a loss leader for us. We're closing that down. And I just asked the lovely Miss Christy Taylor. She talks to me about it all the time, about how that was her go-to to just be able to get some snacks.
Tell Christy I said what's up.
I will. Hey, Christy, tell Anna I say what's up.
Yeah.
There we go. Anna, I think is how you say it correctly. My bad. Whatever.
Go ahead and redo that.
Gringo. I think we could just end there. That's fine.
Yeah, that was a good one. I like that. Gringo.